Well, here we are again, another BBS radio show, Creation Life Shift Healing. Today is Wednesday, and it's the 11th of April, 2018. So we'll clear the date for everyone. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that feels good. And next, let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen or screens. So here we go. So use the word stronger to bring peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have some type of situation going on, we'll clear that energy away from you. So think of it now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's pretty good. And let's see here. You might have something else happening. So let's just clear something else that could be connected to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we are going to bring up our co-host, Michelle. So, Michelle, are you there?
Oh, yep, I'm here. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody in the world to Creation Light Shift Wednesday night show. Good to have you guys with us. So tonight we wanted to talk about different timelines that people have been crashing on their own, but as we all know, they affect everybody who may also be on that timeline. So it might be interesting to see what people have been crashing and what they feel has worked. And so if we could have people write in to clsquestions@yahoo.com, you know, and just let us know, hey, I've been crashing, hurting my foot or something like that. It might help us all out and also help us focus to say, hey, I'm on that timeline too, and I want to get off. And I think that there's a lot of things in our reality, Ron, that we just take for granted that it is the way it is. And we don't realize that, hey, maybe we can change it. Like, for example, isn't reincarnation itself a timeline that we're all on?
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so maybe we could crash that and maybe that would help.
Yeah, I think it would, a little bit anyway, you know.
Or at least get those energies off of you if it's been, you know, burdensome to continually come back here. Yeah, whatever. So anyway, yes, we'd love to hear what people have been doing, you know, crashing and any ideas. And if you can think about other things that you might want to further crash, it could be helpful to all of us. So that would be great. And let's see. In the meantime, let's just do a question just so, you know, we can get started. Ron, somebody is wondering, did something important happen last night? I feel a clarity I have never felt before. That's what they wrote.
Hmm. Boy, that's, I don't know. Hmm. I just can't say what's going on. Don't know.
I kind of felt that way too. This morning and all day, and it's really interesting. It's very nice. I have to say, it's very nice. Okay, well, all right. And let's see here. There's another question about the natal barcode question. Hi, Ron. I have a question about clearing the day's date on my unlimited natal barcode removal clearing. I wanted to clear today's date today, but as I headed out for the day, I realized I wouldn't be home in time to launch the clearing in the opposite direction. So I put up another natal barcode removal session tab. One tab cleared forward and another tab cleared in reverse. Oh, yeah, so it goes, you know, one way and then it goes the other way. I did get a burst of motivation and momentum toward the end of the day. I wonder if this is due to my clearing the day. Thank you, Ron, for this clearing and all that you do.
Yeah, I would say that would be probably correct, what you're saying, yes.
Nice. So, yeah, if we could have them running at the same time, the one going forward and the one going backwards for the nail barcode. If people aren't familiar with it, it is a really great one to have because you can clear all sorts of things, your credit card numbers, your addresses, your names, all sorts of things that you might be attached to. So this person is saying that they, you know, instead of being attached to the day, they set up one box that said the name, and so it crashes it by the date, you know, March 11th, 2018, and then it goes reverse, you know, the 2018, the 11th, and March. Did it all at the same time and got a good result with that. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. All right, so we have another one here. It says, here in northern Wisconsin, they are calling for temperature in the low 30s and 10 to 12 inches of snow this weekend again. What? Oh, no. What can I put in a timeline crash to make the weather warmer so we just get rain or just have the system miss us? This year, it has been April snow brings more snow. I miss the April showers brings May flowers.
Yeah, I do the environmental clearing, and on timeline crashes, boy, it's, oh, dear. To just put in, you know, about, the you know, poor weather and just see if that helps you. You probably want to do the gray sky clearing. So whatever you do in the gray sky clearing, then transfer that over, you know, to the timeline crashes.
Yeah, crash the timeline of having snow this late in the year or just having snow or really cold weather. It has been kind of cold weather. Still a little better today, but it has been generally cold. But, you know, that's just here. There's all sorts of strange weather going on. Somebody said, oh, it's like really warm where I am. So.
We got snow here probably an inch or so the last couple hours, kind of unusual.
Oh.
You know, but, you know, we'll probably be gone by tomorrow. Just strange things.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wonder if it is a strange thing. I don't know. In past years, I remember it snowing in April around Easter, and I think Easter was early this year, so maybe it's just normal. We're all just ready for spring. So, but yeah, the environmental timeline, the environmental clearing, which is one of the ones, is just a $10 donation to use it for the whole month. And that one works so good. And also the gray skies. So we get less snow. Okay. So I'm just going to find a couple other emails. And in case anybody joined us a little bit late, we were requesting that listeners write in and let us know what timeline crashes they have crashed and gotten really good success with, and any suggestions on other timeline crashes that we could all do to benefit everybody. So if you're on that timeline and then you want to take yourself off, you know, you could be benefiting others. So please write in and let us know what those would be. Okay. Yeah, okay. So somebody wrote in, and it's kind of long, and I think I'm going to save it and keep you all waiting until Friday night because it's about time travel, and so that's usually the Friday night show. It's pretty interesting, and if you want to hear that, you'll have to listen in on Friday night because Ann might, you know, let us know what that is about, and so I'm just going to hang on with that one. But it will be discussed on Friday, a little time travel intrigue. And there is also another one sent to us, which probably would fit Friday night as well, really good. So I think Friday night show is going to be very interesting. And it looks like not this weekend, but the weekend after is going to be April 21st. And that's when Ron's going to do his brain cell rejuvenation healing session. So it's going to be another at least 2-hour call. Starts at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's only $20. Makes your brain feel great and work a lot better. So one of the things Ron does is he helps integrate our brain. So, Ron, you want to talk about that one a little bit?
Yeah, I could do. I'll do a sample in case you're wondering what it's like. I'll do one partition. That's what we do on the calls, and there's many that we do. So this is one partition. That's how I, see the energy. So here we go. Connecting here to everybody listening. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. This would be probably about 10% of what we'd be doing on the call for one partition. And I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So we'll just see if we get some comments here. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yeah, those are really good. And I hope everybody joins us on that call. It's a very special call, and it does a lot of help for your brain. Okay, well, all right, I'm going to find another email here. Okay, Ron, so, oh, I just had it, and I lost it. And here it is. Okay. Oh, you know what, Ron? Could you explain what you mean by partition in the brain?
That's the way I perceive the connection would be from, a group of cells to another group of cells for memory. So I see them as partitions. And the partition sometimes gets corrupted, so you have no communication from one group of brain cells to another. We'll just make it sound like that. So that's what I would say.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, that's interesting. It sounds like what I've heard of when somebody gets traumatized. They dissociate from the situation, and that little section of their brain can be its own little partition and no longer communicate with the rest of the brain. So I'm sure many of us have those separate partitions, yeah, from different experiences we've had, because trauma is trauma. It doesn't matter the amount or when. It just, if it traumatized you, then it, you know, it may have had that effect on your brain. So, yeah, I've done the other two calls with you, and they are fantastic. So I really appreciate the work that you do. Just a quick question. We did have a couple people write in about their different ideas for timeline crashes. But before we get to that, we have a question that says, burning death barcode question. I think it's just their burning question. How do I know how many barcodes to clear for my car, my house, or my pet?
Well, you need to send me an email so I could address that. And I don't know how timely I would be right now since we're getting ready for the expo on you know, checking out the information. So I would say wait until after the expo, you know, do it next month.
Okay.
And in order to do that, you need to have, you know, the unlimited version of the death barcode. You first get the death barcode, and then you pay $50 additional to get the unlimited version, so you're able to do that clearing. In case somebody's listening and they don't completely understand how to do that, that's what you do. You first buy the death barcode, and you send me an email letting me know so I can tell you how many death barcodes you have. And then from there, you can buy the unlimited version after that. And then you can do different things, like the mind of the body is very important. It'd be more important than your pets would be, you know, to do that or your car or stuff. You want to get, you know, the mind of your body cleared. So, back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, somebody did write in with what they have been crashing as a timeline, and they said that they crashed bladder infection, it cleared, and then got ideas on how to keep it away. Well, thank you very much, because, you know, many people have had that, including animals, particularly cats. So that's a timeline that was good, that can benefit all of us. So great idea. Thank you, listener, and thank you for doing that. I'm glad it worked for you. Yeah, and I find that, too, that you do get other ideas. So I actually keep a list when I think, I'm like, oh, I'm on that timeline. I'm just taking it for granted that it's just the way my life is, but I'm on a timeline of that occurring in my life, and probably many other people are, too. Like, I believe years ago we were talking about this, Ron, and you said debt is a timeline. Well, there's a lot of people who have debt. And I did crash it, and it personally helped for me, but I bet if more people clear just simply debt, then hopefully that would stop happening for people, too, in general. Okay, and
yeah,
another one. Yeah, that's a good
debt.
One. Debt, yeah.
And debt and death are both that's timeline.
They are. Oh, goodness. Yeah, you don't realize it. You just think, oh, that's the way life is, you know. But no, it's a timeline. Okay, timeline crash. I did a crash on tooth and head pain. I entered the date and my issue. I ran all parts, tangents, sideways, etc. I did this for only 7 or 8 hours and felt relief. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people get that, and maybe they won't anymore. It'd be awesome. I know years ago I also heard a story. Somebody said that they no longer wanted to have a mortgage, so they crashed mortgage. And lo and behold, went to find out that, indeed, they no longer had a mortgage. So, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
Some of us may have heard that story before.
Yeah, you just get rid of the timeline. And lo and behold, the timeline's gone, and whatever else was on it's no longer there. Yeah, that's good.
Good. Okay, well, somebody wrote in about the sample that you just did with the partitions, and they said that their head movement back and forth, feeling a brightness, a surge in the eye area, I'm more alert. Really neat. Looking forward to this special call. Thank you, Ron.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so this is interesting. But another timeline crash. I timeline crashed a dream I had in some kind of human factory. I shouldn't tell you what was going on, but we were hooked up to machines, and it was not good. It was a nightmare. There were a lot of people being tortured, and that's how I feel I helped others. So they crashed that as a dream, because, as you know, dreams are timelines, so thank you. And is there anything that other people could do wrong about that, even if they haven't had that dream?
Boy. Well, you might want to check out your psychic billboard. And see how that relates.
Well, what would you take something away or would you put something in?
Well, with timelines, you want to take stuff away. You always want to take stuff away from you.
Okay, so we got another one about the timeline crashes. This one's very good. I ran a timeline crash for an extended time, one full week, as per Ron's suggestion for growing up with narcissistic abuse. As I am currently living with my mother, it was amazing how much it smoothed out our communication. It is typically a nightmare for me to live with my mother. Her lucidity seems to improve as well, so it was clear she benefited as well. I can't thank you enough, Ron, for your help.
Well, that's wonderful. Great.
Yeah, really good. It may have helped her because maybe she grew up with narcissistic abuse as well, her parents. So, really good one, listener. I'm actually making note of some of these, you know, in case I want to use them myself, write them down. So, okay, that's a fantastic one. Okay, and if anybody else new has anything to write in, what we're doing tonight is we're hearing different ideas about different timeline crashes that people have crashed to help us all and give us each ideas if we're on that timeline to go, it's not just the way my life is. This is a timeline, and it can be crashed. So please write in if you have anything to add. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can use the fast chat. Okay, this is about the brain clearing you just did. Could see the partition being cleared out. Old toys being thrown out of a partition till it was empty. And then a material covering the floor of the partition started to melt away. I received a huge amount of help from prior brain partition clearings. Even people who didn't know they were getting the clearings were helped a lot. Oh, they may have gotten them for other people. Interesting.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. It's interesting. Everybody has a different experience. I don't quite see things. I usually can maybe feel them afterwards. But I do feel them after. Like several days after, maybe I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm thinking much better, much more clear, much more calm, no anxiety. I just go from thing to thing. It's kind of nice. Yeah. Okay, now if there's any problem with sending us an email, many of you know that you can go to www.creationlightship.com and you can click on the BBS radio. And then if you swim around there, you can find a way to send us a fast chat. And we will get that message. It says, like, you can write a little thing. Okay.
I wonder if we could ask people about doing the deceased loved ones clearing. And in particular, it would be the emotional body. If anybody has done that and has felt some relief, you know, from that emotional body of somebody that you know about not being connected. Let's just see if we talk about that a lot. And I don't think we've ever had any testimonials on it. So we'll just see if there's people out there who've used this. I'm kind of curious. So back to you.
Okay, great. Well, I can start that out. I have done it for two people in my life that have passed. And I did it very quickly, or I should say fairly quickly, because I can't quite remember now. It was years ago. But I never had at any time any feeling that their emotional body was around. It was before one person's funeral and the other person, I didn't go to their funeral. But I feel that they are, you know, that it fully worked, that they were at peace and everything was fine, actually. So, oh, actually, you know, this is funny. I just kind of remembered, Ron, I had done the emotional whole life healing on somebody that had just passed. And then I went to visit you at a conference. And I mentioned about it, and you said, oh, I'm going to bring the person here. And you kind of, you know, brought their energy here, and I was like, whoa. And then somebody else who had been hanging around the booth walked over and stepped back and said, is something here? And I said, yeah, apparently somebody who had passed away recently. And you made some comments about, because I said, oh, well, I had done their emotional whole life healing, and so maybe that's why they actually feel strong. And you said that, you know, well, they'll stay for a little while and then they'll be gone, like they're supposed to be, because I had already done the healing. But the reason that they were so together and that you could bring that energy was because they weren't separated or something. And it was just interesting. I don't know, it was just something you must have felt like doing at the time, but their energy was very strong. And I believe that you thought it was because I had done their emotional whole life clearing immediately after they died. So that was very interesting.
Yep, very good.
Yeah. It really works. Okay, this is really good. Because a lot of people are on this timeline. I have done many timeline crashes on the C word, meaning cancer, so breast, lung, liver, etc., all different organs runs deep in my family. So it must be a timeline that they felt that they were on in the past, and hopefully by running that, you have taken many other people off that timeline. So thank you, listener.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. That's one. I think there's, you know, so many people that have know somebody or possibly related to somebody who's been dealing with that. So that's a good one for many people to do. If you're at all connected to that, then that's a great timeline to crash. Okay. All right. Somebody wrote in, I moved away from the very bad Christian roommate and packed my charged photo of a light being. It doesn't seem to be charged anymore since I unpacked it. Oh.
Oh, no, it's still charged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get it, you know, if you got it at, you know, for me and at the expos and I charged it up, yeah, definitely it's still charged up.
Good. So maybe it's just the newness of being in a different place. It's sometimes hard to feel peaceful if it's like new to you, or you're feeling in a state of, you know, something else is going on.
Yeah, maybe you might want to do a vocation space clearing.
Yes. That would be a good one. Okay. Awesome, listener. We're glad you got away. You got into your own space. Okay. Psychic billboard. Will the psychic billboard crash timelines? Oh.
Well, the psychic no, it won't crash timelines, but it could. It'll change you, so you maybe, you know, you're not consciously on one, okay? Remember, your psychic billboard is how you relate to life and other people. So when you change that, say, attitude, we'll just say whatever that is, then you will be relating to people differently. And by doing so, you're switching into another timeline, how they're responding to you. Where everything here is timelines. So let's just say that, for instance, you know, you're wanting to have more money in your life, so you put it on your timeline, on your billboard, that you'd like to have more money. And so, and you check it every couple of days, typically. So all of a sudden, lo and behold, you hear of another job for maybe a couple hours a night that pays $50, and you go, wow, that works great. So now you're on another timeline of being successful with having another job to make $50. So that's how things kind of work. So everything is a timeline here because you're using mind energy, and mind energy is all timelines. So, yes, you would be up the timeline of not having $50 because you requested that you'd be on a timeline, in a sense, on your psychic billboard to have more money in your life, okay? And maybe the next one could be maybe working 3 hours for $100. You know, you might hear something else going on. But you have to move your feet and listen and, you know, be active. You just can't sit home in a chair watching TV and doing your psychic billboard expecting a change to happen. The change could possibly come from the shows that you're watching, but, you know, you're not going to have anything going on to you, you know, in reality of life here by watching, you know, DVDs or, you know, movies. But it could give you a clue of where you're stuck. So if you are one of those avid Netflix or, you know, whatever watchers of TV, then you might think about changing, you know, your billboard. And it won't be dealing with watching the movies because that will happen automatically when you change your billboard. That make sense to you, Michelle?
Yeah, you can make a lot of changes. When we do the psychic billboard, are we supposed to just do one word or aspect at a time?
Well, you're going to put down where you are, you know, what's going on in your life, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then from there is where the change comes.
Do we need to keep it short, though?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, you shouldn't have more than probably maybe 10 words at the most.
Okay. Yeah, it does change attitudes. It's fascinating. I did it once for a certain aspect, and I wanted to project that I was basically a different type of position. And it was really funny because all these people, literally within the next like week or whatever, would stop and turn around and then ask me a question. And I would kind of go, oh, I'm sorry, you're going to have to ask, you know, another more appropriate person. And I realized it was because I had done a timeline crash. They all read that energy from me that I was that person.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah. Uh-huh.
This stuff really works. Awesome. Okay, so back to the timeline crashes. Somebody wrote, I have also been entering candida infection in the advanced timeline crash, I have heard that candida is the beginning of cancer, and I feel more energetic. I would definitely believe that, since it's probably a fungal type beginning and lives off of sugar. And there's a lot of people that have that. And so hopefully if more people have had that and they could crash that, then maybe we could make that not a reality anymore. So candida, very fascinating. Thank you, listener. Yeah, all really good ideas. Thank you, people. Because, you know, so many people, you think, oh, I'm just the only one. But, of course, you know, by the time you're an adult, you realize, like, a lot of people are going through a lot of the same things. Okay, I have timeline crashes where I cannot sleep at night. That's all in quotes. Where I cannot sleep at night, where my ribs are damaged. So I run timeline crashes 24/7 on those two things. Could we run timeline crashes about political issues, like crash where there is war on the planet, or crash where humans are damaged?
No, it just relates to you. If you're in the war, yeah, by all means do that, but it just relates to you only.
Okay. But if you are, let's say you're emotional or upset about, let's say you heard about an animal being hurt somewhere else in the world and you're very troubled by this. Is that you being on that timeline?
Yep, you're on the timeline. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that animal's energy is coming to you, and you're feeling as an empath everything that's typically going on.
So now, when you do a timeline crash, is it just going to make it so that you don't feel the energy anymore, or is it going to make it so that the animal stops experiencing that problem?
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
But that's a hard one to... You know.
Yeah. That is interesting. Well, that's why we're running, you know, we're questioning this tonight, so that we can maybe all zero in on things that we are all on. So, like, this person has written in, I can't sleep at night. Well, there's a lot of people who have that issue. So, and it could just very well be something as simple but as detrimental as a liver issue. I have a liver issue. I have a liver damage, something like that, because that is a timeline crash that people can be on, and it could cause you to not sleep at night. And then the other one is where my ribs are damaged, so that sounds like a personal issue that the person has, but, you know, because ribs are so soft, especially up until a certain age, I'm sure there's a lot of people on that timeline. So that's a good thing to crash. Okay, very interesting. And yeah, I do it too, where I have all seven different aspects and windows open on the same exact crash, the same timeline, and then I run them for a significant amount of time to make sure they're really done. And if I still feel like maybe I'm still on it, I'll run it again. So if there's any new listeners, there are directions on how to do the timeline crashes, so you're not restarting it for each individual one. You can just run it for a certain amount of time. And those directions, I believe, are on the YouTube channel. And so it'll make it so that you could just run it for, like, you know, 800 minutes, for example. And it will just go from timeline to timeline, and each time the light beings crash one and they're done with it, then they go to the next one, which is approximately every 5 seconds. So you can get a lot done in that amount of time. All right. Oh, we got some more in here. Oh, this is good. Okay, about the deceased loved ones. I could feel the panic attacks suicide suffered from on the earth plane after he passed away. Then after I did the deceased loved one's emotional clearing, his panic attacks ceased.
Good.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, very good.
Coming in, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. That's good.
Exactly yeah. why you want to do them.
Yeah.
I was thinking there's a possibility that people could be attached to their high school class.
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden, you know, let's just say that you were, I don't know, maybe the head cheerleader or something like that. And people were envious of you back then. And now, you know, there's probably been a lot of reunion since then. And they still think about you once a year because of the reunion, because they get out the annual. And sure enough, you know, they talk about you. And you're connected on timelines. So you might look at that. It could be even something where it's job-related, or maybe you possibly had a business in the past where everybody liked you, and sure enough, you know, in conversations, you, oh, yeah, remember Harry here or Sally? You know, in a conversation, they were very helpful with this, that, and the other, and all of a sudden you're on a timeline not knowing what's going on. So you may want to crash, you know, something like that. What, I don't know, but, you know, it could be, you know, job related. It could be your high school. Everybody went to high school. And, you know, maybe people that are connected to you. That's what I'm trying to mention. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So another way to work with the timeline crash. So back to you, Michelle.
You know, with so much social media, it could be your grade school, for heaven's sakes. It could be an old neighborhood that you used to be in. Could be anything. Some sort of club,
yep,
whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, somebody else wrote in about the deceased loved one, and they say, I have been feeling very strongly the emotional bodies of my deceased mom and grandma. I was going to do the deceased emotional body, but instead did the soul family disconnect. And they seem to be gone. So do I still need to do the emotional deceased loved ones for them?
If it feels like you're not being connected energetically, you're probably okay. But still, well, I would still do it, because that emotional body could be visiting other people. It may not be visiting you. Remember, to get the emotional body, you know, released and out of here. So, yes, I would do it still.
Yeah, because that emotional body isn't like the spirit. The spirit will be gone within a few weeks of a death, but it will be, you know, well, unfortunately reincarnated up unless something changes. And it could very well change. But the emotional body will just hang out until you clear it. Forever. So, it's interesting. I always wondered, Ron, let's say that the last ascension when Jesus was here, and then the ascension occurred at some point around that event. Did the emotional bodies get cleared out at that time, or were they all still stuck here? Like, are we dealing with emotional bodies that could be 10,000 years old, or are we only dealing with emotional bodies that are 2,000 years old?
I can only go back, for 2,000 years.
Mm.
So
maybe it's,
and that's even even hard to go back. So,
yeah.
It's definitely from the past. How far back, you know, I don't know. Only because I'm not connected to that energy of 2,000 years ago.
Right.
It's very hard to look at it. In fact, what I'll do is take away, do you have a good year we could pick on, you know, within a 100-year cycle?
How about 1970?
Nope, you have to go back further. Cause
further?
You have to go back distant past.
Like within the last 2,000 years, like that far back?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
How about year 348?
Okay. So we'll take that. If you're living in 348, and you physically died, you still have an emotional body floating around. So here we go. So, well, you could have died, you know, in 349 or whatever. So, but if you're living in that time, 348, and your body died, there's an emotional body attached to that physical body. So let's release it out of here. Here we go. And see if your body changes or twitches or you get shivers or something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So how do you feel, everybody? So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, I don't know. I just took a nice deep breath, so that was good. I'm fairly certain I was there around that time. Okay. Oh, thank you, Ron. So that cleared out all the emotional bodies that may have died that year?
No, just your emotional body.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, got them clear out everything now.
Okay.
Just be related to you.
Yeah.
And it could be related to your soul family.
Yeah. And those were some troublesome years, so I'm sure that was very helpful. Thank you. All right, well, somebody is wondering, and I've always wondered this too, how long does the location space clearing last once ran for a space?
It'll last until you have negative thoughts, and then you corrupt the room.
Huh? Okay. All right, and Ron, is there any other healings that you wanted to do that you think we could benefit from tonight?
I'll do a clearing for the color red. And the reason why I'm choosing the color red is because your blood is red, and you may have, energies attached to red being blood. Remember, we did Civil War clearings and things, and naturally when somebody gets shot or whatever, you see red. So this would be like a blood clearing, but it won't be, be for seeing red, which would mean blood to you. So we'll just see what this does. So naturally, it's going to, when you see blood, it's not a good thing, okay? Especially your own blood. So here we go. Releasing the energy. Seeing red blood, I guess. So 1, 2, and the color red, because it could mean the same thing to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. It's still heavy. I'll go to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, everybody. I'd like to get some comments on this one. If you can't get it tonight, you could send it also you know, after the show and stuff for tomorrow. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Yes, we can always read them on Friday. And also, if anybody remembers any other timeline crashes that they've done, and we'd love to hear about that. And I'm sure we can continue that conversation on Friday. Okay, really good question here, Ron. I have done numerous full lifetime clearings on myself and have all the clearings from the Prosperity Bundle. However, when I try to learn how to trade from home to earn an income, I immediately start yawning continuously and can't focus. I have been chronically unwell for the last 10 years, but I'm trying to earn an income from home. Do you have any ideas what may be blocking or stopping me from trying to earn a living from home, and what clearings could I try? Many thanks for your help. It does seem to be specific to this thing for this listener.
What was it specific to, Michelle?
Specifically, when they try to go on the, you know, possibly computer and learn how to trade from home, so doing, you know, trading with the, you know, New York, NASDAQ, whatever, they just to earn extra money, they start yawning and they can't focus. So they feel there's some specific blockage having to do with that. Maybe it's
like the body's allergic to money.
Maybe.
So as far as, looking for a job that's online in your house, okay, using your computer, the psychic billboard is good. You may want to run the self-empowerment clearing and just see what comes up with that. I guess the first thing to ask is you really want to have a job in your house working on your computer. Number one, do you have an office set up for it? Or do you have it like in your bedroom where the energy of all that stuff that'd be coming through your computer is going to be in your bedroom? I wouldn't recommend that at all. And maybe you haven't looked at the right situation for having it online. You know, there's, I guess, for instance, people who book hotel rooms, they probably work out of their house, airlines probably hire people like that. There's other things too, I'm sure. So maybe you haven't exhausted all of those fields. And maybe you need to, if you have an agency that you can go to where they would hire you and maybe take your first month's pay or something to get you a job. I don't know. That might be possible. Do timeline crashes on not having that availability, okay? Because you do want it, so there's something there on timeline that's preventing you from having it. So that's what I would suggest doing is at least a self-empowerment clearing to see where you're stuck. And you want to go into that clearing to notice what's blocking you and what energies you got to clean out of yourself. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just writing down different timeline crashes. There's so many. That's a timeline that your body would be allergic to money. So body allergic to money is a timeline.
Yep.
And all the new financial information, whether or not you're working on that or not, that could be some sort of timeline that you're on. Okay. All right, make a note. Okay. Somebody wrote in, I had a dream that Trump's tariff war in China escalated to the point of war in the U.S., and apparently other remote viewers have seen something similar. Since they don't want this to happen, what clearing should I use? Well, it's a dream, so it's a timeline,
you want to do a timeline crash. So the fact that you saw it means it already happened. So if you're seeing a war there, that's already happened. It's on a timeline.
Yep.
And if you're not on the timeline, so it didn't happen to you. Remember, all dreams and prophecies and predictions are real, and they are happening somewhere on a timeline. So it doesn't matter if the remote viewers see it. They're viewing timelines, too, where that's going on to give validation that that, you know, maybe going to happen or is happening. They may not know the difference. It's just a possibility, and so you're seeing all the possibilities on that activity. It doesn't have to happen. And if it does happen, maybe it'll happen somewhere else on a timeline and it won't even affect you. You definitely want to get off that timeline. So that's what you do with timeline crashing. That's what it's for. So back to you.
Okay. Well, so part of the timeline crash, the unlimited, well, any version, but the unlimited version is the best one because it's the best value because you can run it for a long time. And so
yeah, that's under the Skinnauric field, isn't it? The Skinnauric clearing is unlimited timeline. Is that the one that you're talking about?
No, there's a timeline crash that's unlimited use. It's $150.
Okay.
It's not like for, there's one for a week, there's one for a month, and there's unlimited use.
Great, okay.
So, and there's a section in there under the timeline. It says, please crash this dream, because dreams are timelines too. So if you know that you have that dream, you need to put that dream in the dream section, and then the light beings will crash all those timelines related to that dream. So that would be a great one to crash.
Yep. Wonderful. Yep.
Well, Ron, I think we're out of time.
Okay, so we'll do the mind to heart drop. And here's how you do it. And then you want to also say on it, and keep me real. So here we go, at the very end before the number count. So you want to command your spirit. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and keep me real. It will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Excuse me. You got to do it over again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. There we go, everybody. I'm used to counting forward. So have a wonderful evening. We'll see you later. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And definitely thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.